The story of the Nativity is probably fairly well known to us. And if you've been here at all in the last few weeks, you've probably heard it two or three or four times. And as a pastor, I have the joy, the challenge of thinking, how do I bring this story alive and make it new for people who've maybe heard it a thousand times before? And the thing is, I don't need to. I'm in touch with various other pastors, and there's been conversations going on about how they're going to tell this story again, because they've done it last year and they've got to do it again this year and they'll do it next year. And where do you focus? What do you pick up on? But I don't need to. The story tells itself. Jesus was born to this poor family, visited by shepherds who were poor. And then a little bit later on, we have the Magi came with their slightly strange gifts for a baby, but of more value. But we're given this gift of Jesus. That is what the story is all about. You have perhaps received gifts already this morning, whether from Father Christmas or from loved ones. Perhaps you've got a little pile gathered under a Christmas tree or wherever you keep them. If you haven't received a gift, or you think you're not going to get one, well, you should have when you came in. There should have been a little star on each chair. And there was at the beginning of the service, though somebody took a shine to them. I'm not sorry for the pun. And they gathered them all up and collected them because they were drawn to the star. I quite like that as a symbol for Christmas, because there were some Magi that were drawn to a star and they followed a star. If you haven't got a star on your seat because they've been collected up, there's a whole box full of stars at the back. You are welcome to have a star. Please do take one. As a gift from us. It's only simple. It's not worth a lot. It's made out of salt dough. It's just some flour, some water and some salt. Maybe a bit of oil, depending on how you make it. Some of them have got a bit of glitter in. Some of them a bit of gold paint. It's not expensive. But I invite you to take one. Take one for yourself as a gift from us. And you might want to hang it on your tree if you've got one. You might want to hang it somewhere else. But take it as a reminder of what God has done for us. You might want to take a second one to give to someone else. I mean, if you're like Billy, you'll probably take 100 of them. But I encourage you to think, actually, God gave his son. God gave his son. I cannot even fathom or imagine that, because I've got a son. And I don't want him to go to school, because I don't want to give him to the school. I want him to stay with me. I miss him when he's not about, even when he's a bit of a loon sometimes or drives us up the wall with whatever craziness he's doing. God gave his son, and not to put him in a palace or a castle, not to put him in the wealthiest place in the world, but to an ordinary family in an ordinary place. And so we're all given this gift, that we might have a relationship with God because of Jesus. And so whether you've been given a gift as a physical gift that you can unwrap this Christmas, whether you take the star and think, oh, that was nice of the church, got a little star, and they're all different because you're all different. We've all been given the gift of Jesus if we choose to accept that gift. I've also got some chocolate. I got Cadbury selection packs. I've got jelly babies. Who likes chocolate? Who likes jelly babies? It's Some people have got two hands up. Some people are kind of, maybe about the jelly baby is more for the chocolate. You're allowed. Everyone can take a packet. There's a catch. These aren't for you. You see, the angels visited the shepherds. They didn't know Mary and Joseph. They weren't like, hey, it's our friends Mary and Joseph. They've had a baby. Oh, how did we not know? I'm glad God sent the angels to remind us. They didn't have Facebook or Twitter or mobile phones to get the word out. A bunch of random strangers turned up to worship Jesus, the Christ child. And it said in the reading that we had, and the reading we had was from the Voice translation of the Bible, it says, the shepherds returned to their flocks, praising God for all they had seen and heard, and they glorified God for the way the experience had unfolded, just as the heavenly messenger had predicted. They went off glorifying God. In other translations, it talks about the way that they went out, telling everyone they saw and sharing of the good news of Jesus. Well, I've been in some churches where that is exactly what they tell you to do. You need to go out and you need to make sure you tell someone the good news of Jesus. I think that's important because people don't know it unless we tell it. But I want to encourage you today to take some chocolate, take some sweets, take a star, and maybe go and visit a neighbour. Go and knock on someone's door, the person that perhaps you don't know. Perhaps the person you suspect is probably not going to see anyone today. They're not going to have a visitor because the family's away. They would just appreciate a knock on a door, a little gift, and a word of Happy Christmas. Because just as God gives to us, we have an opportunity to give and to bless others. There's no catch beyond that. You don't have to invite them to church. You don't have to try and convince them that our way is the right way. Just purely to go and to bless others that maybe could do with a blessing. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not sure, maybe say a little prayer. Say, God, where should I go? And maybe you'll notice a door. Or maybe you'll pass someone on your way home who's on their way from wherever to wherever. And you can go and bless them. Because Jesus is a gift for us. And it's really easy to give gifts to those that we know and love. But why not go and give a gift to your neighbour? Because Jesus' teaching as he grew up, when asked what is the most important of the laws, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. And when asked who his neighbour was, he told a story of the Samaritan. And the Samaritans, the Jews and the Samaritans, didn't get on. And he told the story and it ended up with a Jew having the neighbour as the Samaritan. So perhaps go. And if your neighbour doesn't eat gelatine, take the chocolate. And if they probably will, take the jelly babies or bless them with a star. But this Christmas, don't just remember those around you, those that you know and love. Why not remember Jesus and what he's done for you, but also the way that we can go. And because of the way that we've been blessed, we can go and bless others. I read this wonderful and somewhat challenging prayer or poem. The author is unknown. It says, I was hungry, and you formed humanities groups to discuss my hunger. I was in prison, and you crept off quietly to your church and prayed for my release. I was naked, and in your mind you debated the morality of my appearance. I was sick, and you knelt and thanked God for your health. I was homeless, and you preached to be the spiritual shelter of the love of God. I was lonely, and you left me alone to pray for me. You seem so holy, so close to God, but I am still hungry and lonely and cold. The angels met with the shepherds on the hillside. The shepherds went down to where Jesus was. They didn't just stay on the hillside worshipping God. Mary didn't just keep Jesus to herself. Each went away glorifying God and sharing the good news with others. So today, as we remember what Jesus has done for us, let's do something small and let's let others know that there's no need to be lonely, because we can go and we can bless them. And we are blessed because we have so much. Here we are sat in a lovely warm church, the nice nativity scene with candles lit, presents given, things waiting for us at home, Christmas jumpers on that sparkle. And we can sing joy to the world. The Lord is come. And we can share that joy with others.